Testament reading for Ash Wednesday is from Joel chapter 2. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Consecrate a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Consecrate the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. This is the word of the Lord. Is from 2 Peter chapter 1. May grace and peace be multiplied to you and the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. For this reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and with virtue, knowledge, and with knowledge, with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter.
Glory,
Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who is in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven." You may be seated. That's an interesting statement Jesus makes at the beginning of the gospel reading you heard a few minutes ago. It's convicting, as there is a warning about trying to live a life before others so that you would be seen by them and they would be impressed with your righteousness. "Seek this," Jesus says, "and there's no reward. There's only condemnation." Trying to practice your righteousness to seek the approval of others, or only when it can be seen, is hypocritical, as it looks for blessing not from God, who is the true source of righteousness, but finds treasure in the vanity of the world and things which perish. Jesus makes the point further as he goes on in the gospel reading. "Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your hand know what your left hand know what your right hand is doing. So that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces in their fasting, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward." So God shows you the heart matters to him. He teaches this throughout the scriptures. Jesus teaches you what your life is to be and where your heart is to be as you do these real things in this world and the spirit by which you do them. That gets to what this day is in the church year. Ash Wednesday and starting Lent is a call to humility. It's a call to humble yourself before God, who searches and knows hearts, and who knows hearts and judges with a righteous judgment. The Lord calls you to examine your life according to his word, and he exposes that your heart has not served the Lord, your neighbor, perfectly and completely. You have sought the approval of men and had ulterior motives when you have done things, even which may appear good and commanded by God at times, but yet you've not fully complete, you've not done them fully and faithfully. Whatever the case, we have sinned against God, and we're sinful from the time of our conception, and these actions, both done and undone, are fruits of that original sin. And to make that point even further, a few minutes ago you were told, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Men and women of dust don't have anything to brag in themselves about, only that they are heading closer and closer to the grave. Ash adorns your head as you see this all around you. Ashes are a sign of shame, guilt, and a sign of repentance. The wake-up call, then, is for all of us. It's to listen to God, who says to you what the prophet Joel wrote. Yet even now, declares to the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping and mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. So repent and return to the Lord. When your heart is not repentant, your heart is not with Jesus, but your treasure is found in yourself, who is returning to the dust. And that's not some treasure. This treasure, though, is a false treasure, a false righteousness that leads to hell. If sin does what it wants, the Holy Spirit and faith are not present. Being a hypocrite who boasts in yourself, all the while refusing to repent, has no place in the kingdom of God. St. John says in 1 John, no one born of God makes a practice of sinning, and he cannot keep on sinning. Yet it is also true when St. John says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. So you see this danger in what your Lord says to you, not only today as Lent begins, but each and every day. And so repentance looks outside of yourself. It doesn't delight in your sin and the fact that you are a man of the dust. It doesn't look for a righteousness in yourself or whatever you think that may be on your own. No, it heeds the voice of Jesus, who said, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That's what Jesus teaches you, even as he shows himself to be your treasure, whose life is truly righteous, whose death atoned for your sin, and who has risen from the grave, proclaiming to you that on account of him, you are righteous before the throne of God. And this is what you have as the baptized, as a new creation, a new man in Christ. And so the significance of your baptism is to be lived out daily. So return to those waters. Your baptism has given you a new life and a new righteousness, which is not your own. Luther sums it up well in the Small Catechism when he draws upon Romans 6 and what such baptizing with water indicates. It indicates that the old Adam in us should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God and righteousness and purity forever. That epistle reading also guides and teaches you in a very practical way what your life in Christ should look like as you desire in your new man's heart and mind to live in accord with God's word, where true treasure is found. We heard, for this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So God does not delight in sacrifices, rather a broken and contrite heart he does not despise. Men of dust need deliverance. They need salvation and righteousness that comes from another. Repentance knows that treasure. God's treasure is found in the mercy found in Christ. And you have that mercy. You have that mercy baptized into Christ, and you've been given what your Lord has done for you. Confess your sin and trust solely in Christ for your forgiveness and deliverance. The introit for this day is from Psalm 57. It said, be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. He will send from heaven and save me, and will put to shame him who tramples on me. Without Christ, we're lost forever. But you see that God has had mercy as he has come down from heaven and has saved you. And so God's heart towards you in Christ is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Your Lord shows you, a man of dust, mercy. He takes those filthy rags of sin upon himself and suffers on the cross for what you deserve. Rather than boasting in your sin and living unrepentant lives, the Lord has been publicly shamed, ridiculed, and crucified as he took your sin and the sin of the world upon himself. And in return, he gives you a real and lasting righteousness, his righteousness, and that's a treasure without compare. Each Lent, God calls you to remember all of this and examine your life as you gather to hear his word and look toward the cross of Golgotha on Good Friday and the empty tomb of Easter Sunday. He calls you to remember what you already have in the waters of your baptism, and he warns you about the danger as you walk in this world from your own sinful flesh, the devil, and the fallen world around you. Let it not be said of you that your treasure is in the things of this world, which are here today and gone tomorrow. Nor let it be said of you that you boast in the things which God clearly calls sin and you turn away from lest you perish. Christians, repent, and you are called to repent each day. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. So with renewed vigor, hear all this today and cling to Jesus, who is the second Adam, the man who does not see corruption and goes into the dust, but instead redeems you by his blood. Know with confidence that your sin has been put away and you have a new life in Christ that seeks him and his righteousness. You are baptized and God's name is placed upon you as he has called you his own. Now, even though you are a man of dust, you are an heir of eternal life. Even if your body returns to the dust, that is, goes to death, and your Lord doesn't return before then, and your body decays, your Lord is the Lord who doesn't despise what he has made, but shows you mercy and forgives your sin. So you see in your future the Lord raising your body up, no longer as a man of dust, but men of immortality and incorruption, even as Jesus is raised and is the first fruits of them that sleep. This is all yours, your treasure that you have through faith, and a real lasting righteousness that confesses this to the world around you. Your reward is given on account of Jesus, your righteousness. He is your treasure. And where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.